The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. This volume has been graciously dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Shimshon Beanstock and family, in memory of Nechama Bas Kalev Klein Aleha Shalom. May the Torah studied through this volume be an everlasting zechus for her neshama.
Gittin Daf Nun Hei. We're starting now the sugyas of Kamtza and Bar Kamtza, the sugyas that discuss Barichus, the different events and goings on around the Tkufa of the Churban Bayis Rishon, Churban Bayis Sheni. And it's important to understand that if Chazal put the Agadata of Churban Habayis in the middle of this Masechta, this is where its place is. Kadmon already discussed that the place where things are discussed have to do with the pnimius of what that event means or what that event stands for. For example, the Chanukah doesn't have a Masechta. Where is the halachas of Chanukah? In the perek of Bamei Medlikin and Shabbos. So what we could say is Bamei Medlikin, because that's one mitzvah of lighting Shabbos candles. So there's a mitzvah also of Hadlokas Ner Chanukah. But the idea goes deeper. The idea has to do with that Shabbos is Losed Lovoi, Chochmas Yovon, Chochmas Yisrael. This one is full of this type of discussion. The fact that the Agadatas of the Churbonos are in the middle of the Sechaz Gittin explained the Mufarshim, Maral and others, that the concept of what's happening by the Churban, the concept of all these stories and what it's supposed to imply, is the relationship between a husband and his wife being broken by the vehicle of Getz in Masechet Gittin. We know that the relationship between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael is a relationship between a husband and wife. The whole Shir Hashim is a description, is a long description of this relationship. The breaking, the Pesukim in Sefer Yecheskel describe the Rebbeinu Shalom sending Klal Yisrael into Golus as a husband sending his unfaithful wife into Golus. And the whole process of Churban is a mirror of what's going on in Masechet Gittin. Ad kedei kach, the Tosfos in Beis Min Aleph already said, b'shem Rav Aigoin, that the reason why a get has 12 lines, and that's why it's called get, Gimel Tes is 12, the reason why it has 12 lines is the pirudim that are between the lines that separate between the Svarim in the Chumash, between Bereshis and Shmoyis and Vayikra and Bamidbar. There's 4 lines each, times 3 is 12. Because that represents, I'm saying the deeper meaning of Tesis, those separations denote the separateness and the lack of cohesion, the lack of Achdus in the different Halakhim of Torah, which is our Pirut. And that's really what Masechet Gittin is about, and we hope in Yetzir Hashem that the Shiurim should, describing what happened in the Yimei HaChurban, should be forgotten along with all the Tzoros. Pasuk Yeshaya says that loss of love and the Rebbeinu Shalom will bring us back to Eretz Yisrael, back to the Binyan Adayad, back to the Atzim of Shlemus of Tikkun. The previous Tzoros will be forgotten by the Goydel HaNisim of the loss of love. So Yetzir Hashem, the Shiurim should be Shiurim Lelimud Bovad, without Yetzir Hashem, by the time we get to this year's Tisha B'Av, and by the time we get to these dafim being learned, this should not be a part of our collective memory anymore. Amen. Ken Yiratzen. The idea that we just mentioned, the period in different halakim of Torah being expressed in the period of the different svarim from each other, that means that Torah is not, instead of Torah being one entity, like the Lucha is contained, says by the Luchas Rishonis, before the Luchas Rishonis were broken and the Luchas Rishonis were written, and that ushered in the Tkufa, the Gemara says, Omolei, Nishtabru Luchas Rishonis, Lo Hoya Shum Umash Oilet Aleim. The idea that Klal Yisrael could be subjugated by the Umash Oilem, that Klal Yisrael could be driven and sent into Golus, the idea that there's Misa for Klal Yisrael is a function of Pirud as opposed to Achtus. Achtus, unity, is not just a state of cohesion, but it's a state of nitzkis. Pirud misa is when anything that dies falls apart. The idea of falling apart is an idea of being broken into different pieces, broken down into different elements. The opposite of that, misa chayim, is when something is attached to its source. The same way a mikveh is attached to its source. It's not water that was taken through a kli. Be'er mayim chayim is even more. It's alive. Be'er mayim chayim means the water is alive because it's close to the source. It's connected to its source. The same thing is true also that the chalokim of Torah, instead of being on the luchos rishon, is one. We are Anochi Hashem Lekecha and Lo Yir Lecho was Kelo Kol HaTorah Kulo, where it was all one entity of Ratzon HaBorei. Instead, everything is broken into different things, where every single part of Torah is a different idea, a different mitzvah, a different avera. That means that everything is looked at not with the unity, with the sense of purpose and the sense of structure and unity that underlines the whole, like the Ramchal says, but it's looked at every single thing as an individual by itself. That state is a state of Hester Pan. We don't see the Yichud HaBoyrei. We don't see the fullness, the shlemus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of Rotzen HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the expression of Gilui, Kvoid Malchusoi, and the unified whole of everybody and everything. That is a state of Golos. And that's true in Torah. Like we just said, the period of the different halachim, once there's luchos shniyos, then the Torah that was written down, there are lines between Bereishis and Shmois, between Shmois and Vayikra, between Vayikra and Vamidbar. The lines between Vamidbar and Dvar are not counted because Mishnah Torah, it's a discussion unto itself. But the lines of period between different halachim and Torah means that there's a lack of sense of purpose. What better metaphor for describing the relationship of a husband and wife being broken? The relationship of a husband and wife, Areb Kudeshes Li, Kedas Moshe Yisrael, is a unified sense of purpose, is a building of Nitzchias towards bringing a new door into the world, towards building a home which is a mokum of Gilu Kvayt Malchus Yisbara. A get, by definition, divorces his wife, Mizbeach Yemoyrid Mois, the Mizbeach was the place where heaven and earth met. The place where the Elyonim and the Tachtonim met in one unified whole. Where that wholeness, where that Yichud, where that Gilui HaSholem is broken into pieces, the Mizbeach is Yomayri Dmois. Dmois, Miloshim Dema, being broken apart. Taruvis, mixed up. Not unified, not whole, not complete, not Sholem. Simcha is a function of Shlemus that comes from a sense of unity. The Shlemus, the Simcha in a house, comes from a sense of unity, a unified sense of purpose, or unified way of looking at life between a husband and a wife. The Sugya starts with discussing Kamtza and Bar Kamtza. And here the Maral points out in the same vein that Komatz is Miloshen Kmitza. Like let's say when the Kohen made a Kmitza from a Karban Mincha, he took off with his fingers a small amount. Kmitza is Miloshen small. Petty, singular, as opposed to a largeness, a sweeping sense of purpose. And here we go back to what we just said. If we understand that the Torah expressing itself, not in Luchos Rishonis form, not in unified wholeness, Yichud HaBoyrei's sense of purpose form, but in Pirud, in everything separate, smallness, a lack of cohesion between individuals, between individual ideas in the Torah. When that's expressed in people, we have a state called Kamtza and Bar Kamtza. That's what the Maral says. And let's put in another Maral. The Maral says, because I'll say in several places that when Klal Yisrael went into Golus, Miyoyim Shenecha of Klal Yisrael, Miyoyim Shenecha Beis Hamikdash, is Ein Halocha. One cannot find the Chorah, the way Shas is written, with Halachas being written in different places, and Tosfos has to ask different Gemaras on each other's theories. This Gemara is talking about this Gemara is talking about that. Why shouldn't Torah be written in a? Why shouldn't Chazal be giving over their Halachas, their dinim, in a straight and comprehensive manner, where every sugya is written up from beginning to end? Why is it that in order to learn a sugya properly, we have to learn in 17 different places in Shas? And the Maharal has a very penetrating idea. He says that the same way Klal Yisrael is in Golus, Torah is also in Golus. We know the formula that Yisrael v'raisa v'kutcha b'richu chadhu, and if Klal Yisrael is in a state of pirud, in a state of disenfranchisement, in a state of being thrown about to the arba kanfes art, then Torah has to be that way also. The way to learn Torah is in the form of kibbutz golis. A person has to learn the sugya, and he has to learn gemaras that are in all different places in Shas in order to get a clear picture of what the halach lamais is and what the lomdus and the sugya is. That's an expression of the avoida of bringing different members of Klal Yisrael together into one unified sense of purpose. the geula of the sugya is really the geula of Klal Yisrael. And Mela, the same way we understand that when Torah was diminished, when Lucas Rishonis were broken by the Nisena or Rabbim, and we now only have a type of Torah which is Nifrat, which is Pirut, which is Shelet by Umas Ha'ilam, the same thing is true on the level of Klal Yisrael. Yisrael, the Raisa, the Kudshubik, Kadu. So the Torah is in Golos, Klal Yisrael is in Golos, and the same way there's Pirut in Torah, the cause of Churban Bayis Sheni, as discussed in the story, Kamtzah by Kamtzah, everybody understands that the story, the event of Kamtzah by Kamtzah is not meant to say that that event destroyed the Beis HaMikdash. Enough Mamori Chazal. In one place we have a Chazal that Al Sinas Chinam, the first Bayis was destroyed for Gilei Shfichas Dam and Avodah Zarah. The second Beis HaMikdash was destroyed because of Sinas Chinam. Another Gemara we have Al Shaovra Divrei Al Din Torah. They were strict in their interpretation of halacha, but they were not willing to bend Lefnim Yishur Sadin. Which one is it? Is it because they were? And it doesn't sound like not bending Lefnim Yishur Sadin is such a cause for catastrophe. And the first Beis Hamikdash, it says Chazal say that the first Beis Hamikdash that Klal Yisrael was taken into Golus for Gilai Ashur, that sounds more complicated and more scary and more chomor than Sinas Chinam. So what's the underlying Yisoid in all this? The underlying Yisoid is Sinas Chinam is not an Averi Kisha La'atzmoy. Sinas Chinam is a description of something, a lack of connect. The Maral says this point. The Maral says that Klal Yisrael was sent to the Golus. Sinas Chinam means there isn't a sense of unity, a unified sense of purpose among Yidden. Of course, this was the end of the Tkufa Bayis Sheni, the fault of everything. Klal Yisrael Kishal Atzvim should be Sholem. The fault over here lies with the Tzedukim, with the Yishroim, that poisoned, that made a toxic atmosphere in Klal Yisrael. They created a sense where Klal Yisrael wasn't anymore one Kulam Aguda Achas Lasis with Tzedukim Lev Shom. Klal Yisrael wasn't anymore one unified whole. To the point where it was possible that one year's pain doesn't affect somebody else, because a sense of pirud was brought into Klal Yisrael. The Tzedukim brought it into Klal Yisrael because they destroyed a sense of purpose. The only sense of purpose they even have together is serving their Menschel. With their secularism, with their leaving the idea of Kulam Aguda Achas Lasis Vitzayinkom Pulev Shom, they created a poison of Sinas Chinam even amongst the Elohim. Clear that before Hashem said the Kamtza, Bar Kamtza, the reason why all of Chachmi Yisrael were by the Suda of this person. If all of Chachmi Yisrael didn't protest when Kamtza was thrown out, the reason for that is because they understood that Kamtza wasn't worthy to be there. Kamtza was Stama was, we see, Kamtza wasn't a great tzaddik. If afterwards he went and he was Moiser, Klal Yisrael, to the Romans, he wasn't a big tzaddik to start with. Not only that, Kanareh, it would seem that he was one of the maskilim, he was one of the tzedukim himself, and that's why he was thrown out of the party. But lamaisa, that such a thing can happen in, and there was such a sense of pirud, such a sense of lack of unity, there was such a sense of lack of sense of purpose that it could create such a situation, that is descriptive of what was going on. Chazal say the Moshul that Bayis Rishon shenizgalu avoinam, the cause of what caused the Churban Bayis Rishon was clear. There was some shvichas damim, arayis, more avodah zarah. In that sense, since nizgalu avoinam, nizgalu kitzam. The Navi Yirmiyah already saw benavur that the goals would be 70 years, and that's what it was. Not a day less and not a day more. Bayis Sheni sheloy nizgalu avoinam, loy nizgalu kitzam. And I heard many times in Mashgiach of Volbel Zatzal, what does it mean it wasn't nizgalu? It's worse because it wasn't nizgala. That if anything, the averus of Gimel Chamorus are worse. The point is that there are averus which aren't reflective of the inner state of a person. Klal Yisrael and Bayis Rishon, the inner core of Klal Yisrael was Sholem, was Bori, was whole, was unified. There are averus that the Yetzirah brings to a person, averus of passion, averus of misguidedness, but those are all slip-ups, they're mistakes, they're tragic mistakes. They're costly mistakes, they're life-threatening mistakes, but they're mistakes. They're not reflective of a deeper sense of disconnect. The damage was surface deep, and therefore the time was kotzutz, was limited. There was some set in, there was an internal rot that set in into the body. Again, the smallest yid, the smallest Erlich Yid in the times of the second Bayis was much greater than we can envision for our greatest Gedolei HaDor of today. That's Poshut. They were on a much higher Madrega. But there was a sense of rot, a sense of disconnect, a sense of fragmentation that set in the Pnimius of Klal Yisrael, and that Pnimius Dika problem is worse. The same way if a person breaks his arm, it might be decapacitated, but you know, the arm gets set in a sling, and a person's out of commission for 6 weeks, and then he comes back to himself. When there's something wrong in the system, in the endocrinology system, in the immune system, there's something wrong in the internal part of a person, the problem is much severe. It might be a slighter problem, it might be more, less, but the problem is more far-reaching, and that's why Leinus Galukitza, it's a more pneumistic problem. And that's what was going on. Kamsa Bar Kamsa was just a symbol of the disconnect that existed in Klal Yisrael, again with the Tzitzukum Spool. That's when the Maral says that Kamsa and Bar Kamsa both have the same sheirish, a sense of pirut, kimutz, a sense of selfishness, a sense of being on one's own. And that's a steer to Klal Yisrael, that's a steer to the Shleimus, like we said, the sense of purpose, the sense of unity in a marriage, the sense of unity in Klal Yisrael. That's the, what was going on. The fact that Kamsa, when he decided to have his revenge on the Chachmei Yisrael, and he went to the Romans, and he took the Korban, the whole story that's discussed over here. He took the Korban, and he made a mum bedoikin shaba'ayin. We made the Gemara says one lashon bedoikin shaba'ayin on the eyelid, the other on the lip, he made a cut. For Klal Yisrael, that's a mum. For the Goyim, that's not a mum. So as far as the Goyim were concerned, the man was a sholem. He got to Yerushalayim, Chachm Yisrael, Reb Schaya ben Avkilas, was moichin that they shouldn't bring it as a korban. Because of that, the Romans realized that Klal Yisrael was revolting against them. They came, they destroyed the base of English. What's really going on over here? Says the Maral, what's going on is the tug of war that exists between the worldview of Edom of Esav with the worldview of Klal Yisrael. The worldview of Klal Yisrael is a worldview of Pnimius, a worldview of Achdus, of Ur Pnimi, of Teuchen. Edom, that he sticks out his hoof. The chazir sticks out Edom's compared to chazir, he sticks out his hoof, and he says, he cries, I'm a kosher animal, because he has a split hoof. But internally, the guy be chewing his cud, what's going on inside, is not kosher. He's not kosher inside, he's able to put up a front. Edom, the belt says, that Esav walked around with that with a talus and tefillin, but inside he was rotten. Explains the Maral, that on Klal Yisrael's level, the fact that on Edom's level, on Esav's level, the fact that something, there's a mum there, if it doesn't destroy the functioning of the body, then what's wrong? Who cares about a cut? So for them, that carbon is shalom. They live in a world of chitzonius. They live in a world of the word Edom, the color red, is because red is eye-catching. Their motto is what meets the eye, the chitzonius is what's important. What's the problem? There's a cut on the eye side, it doesn't impair the functioning. Klal Yisrael looks at a korban not as a dove chitzoni, it's a dove pnimi, it's an expression of inner will. And if it's not perfect, then it denotes a state of lack of perfection in a person's pnimius. It denotes a state of imperfection in a person's willingness to give all, to give his all to the Ribbono Shel Olam. For Klal Yisrael, that's a mum, for Dom Tzav, that's not a mum. That's the avchono, that's the divide that Kamsa brought up with his sending this korban. And I really brought out exactly what we're talking about, that the whole sibah of the korban was the pettiness. Not so much they didn't let him to the party. The simchas chinam means just that there wasn't a sense of unity, a sense of purpose amongst the Yidden. There's something that always bothered me about Gemara. The Gemara says that sinusoi shel chaya ben afkilus hechem is based on the shenu. Chaya ben afkilus, one could say, made a mistake in shikladas. he minimized the danger, and he said it's worth being idealistic, and he didn't go with the fact that Chacham Yisrael were worried that that what was going on over here would destroy, would cause a catastrophe for Klal Yisrael. So you want to say he made a mistake? That mistake had tragic repercussions. The midah toiva of Zchayev ben Avkilos caused the chum bayis sorah facing the shenu chorav hechaleinu. Sounds a little bit out of context. The tainets, the words are rather harsh and lechora out of context. I understand what it means is the nekuda pnimis of a person is his anova. There are midas that are more chitzonis, midas of chesed, midas of being sensitive to others around, but the midah which is the most pnimis to midah is anova. Moshe was on a moed, his nekuda being mechubit to HaKadosh Baruch Hu was his nekuda sa'anova. Aschai ben Avkilos was great, was one of the G'dol Ador, and he was the G'dol Ador and Anova, but there was something out of proportion. The izum, the balance on that pnimi is a little bit off, and we have to understand, because there was some type of internal lack of pnimi that set in, like we said, there's some type of internal lack of yichud ha-levovois, that would affect Chayim and Avkilos, that on the Kuda that he was talking to God Lador, something would be off, the balance would be off. The criticism that's leveled at Chayim and Avkilos is not a function of Chayim and Avkilos. It means that that midah, that pnimi, the lack of balance, and the something being wrong in that Nekudas HaPnim Shem HaPnim, in the God Lador was a reflection of what was going on in the door. That's what was Machim the Bais. I haven't heard this verse from anybody, but I believe that's pshat. That what was going on in Zchayev ben Avkilos was a reflection of the chesaron apnimius that was starting to set in amongst all segments of Klal Yisrael. And that's what Chazal are putting a finger on. Yitz Hashem, the next share will discuss, continue, the more the details that went on by the siege of Yerushalayim, the 3-year siege of Yerushalayim.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.